Hello.
Hi, my name is Sam from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 years and a legal resident of Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, great. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Yes, I think that it is a responsibility. It's like if you own a car, it's your responsibility to make sure that car don't hurt anybody else.
Okay, thanks for sharing that.
It's not the neighbor's responsibility. So, in short, yes.
All right. Now, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can be only unlocked with a key, a combination, a fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox. Or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Now, when you ask the question, it's simple. It's just, would I support yes or no? But the nuances are a little bit different. So I'll say I'll support, but I might not support the way they put the question. So you might want to put that little caveat in there. It's
okay.
Like telling me I need to have a car, but if no gas in it, and what if it is like an emergency, I got to go. So now I got to put gas in it. It's not practical. So a car that has no gas in it is basically, it's worthless. The bike mm-hmm. would be better. So a gun that, some people say gun has to be unloaded or has to be locked away. So yeah, then they might as well just have a piece of rock to use, you know.
Okay.
But, you know, there's a point in not letting the kids get access to it or people who are incompetent to get access to it. So I would say, yes, they need to be secured.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you will support that law?
Yes, I will support that law.
Okay. Now, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe? Would you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay. What about a locked container or case? Would you support or oppose?
Oppose.
And a locked box or other device that is designated, to be or which can be used to store a firearm, support or oppose?
The last one, support.
Okay. Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock, support or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay. What about a combination lock?
Oppose.
Or a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
I will support that one.
Okay.
But if, yeah, I'll support that one.
Okay. Thank you. Now, if a firearm is in a storage device such as a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
No, I don't support that. If it's unloaded, it's just like a car on a highway with no gas in it. It's not a car. You're better off walking. So
okay.
A car without gas, in the middle of a storm.
So your opinion would be it should not be unloaded, right?
It should be loaded. Then it's a gun.
Okay.
If it's unloaded, it's just a piece of metal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got you. Now, if a firearm is, I'm sorry, is not in a lock safe case or lock box, do you feel it is or it is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? So do you think it is secure or not secure?
I think it's secure enough. If it's not have any additional lock on it, it's already got one lock and another lock, that would be secure enough.
All right. Now, if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
No, because put the burner on the gun owner.
All right. So will you oppose or support? You say oppose, right?
Oppose, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, we are at 64% of the survey. We're almost done. I appreciate your time. We're almost finishing. So searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
No. Anything without a warrant, I don't support. This goes back to Miranda. I think the Fourth Amendment and reasonable search. That's in the Constitution. It cannot be changed. Any law that comes up will be anti-constitutional against the Constitution, so it will be an invalid law. I will not support any law that will diminish the whatever is left of unreasonable search.
Okay. Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor, if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
I will support that.
Okay.
As an affirmative defense.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right, let me move on. Just allow me a moment. I'm having some network issues, but it's done. Okay. So prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose, a law require prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm is set for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
Oh, no, I would not support that.
Okay. Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and made that record available to the public?
I will oppose that.
Oppose. Okay. Now, in terms of your personal political party identification, consider yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I'm a Democrat, but, you know, people like to call themselves independent. I don't want to be tied up to the Democrats, but, as of now, I'm a registered Democrat.
Okay. Now, what is your age?
Oh, above 50, so.
Okay. Thank you.
More than 50.
Thank you. Now, which one of the following best describe your race or ethnicity? Are you white or Anglo, black or African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
Black and African-American.
All right. Thank you. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Male.
Thank you. All right. Well, that actually concludes the survey. I really appreciate your time here. Hope we have an amazing rest of your night, sir.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye-bye.